Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
Dear esteemed listeners and cherished supporters, I come before you today with great joy and gratitude as we celebrate a remarkable milestone. Over the past year, Winning Every Day has been touching lives and resonating with hearts across the world. It has become a beacon of hope and inspiration, reaching individuals from all walks of life, regardless of borders or boundaries. From the bustling cities to the tranquil countryside, from Africa to Europe, North America, South America, Asia, Australia, and to the other parts of the world, the message of Winning Every Day has traveled far and wide. What makes Winning Every Day even more extraordinary is that it is provided to all listeners free of charge. In a world often fueled by material desires and self-interest, Winning Every Day serves as a testament to the power of love and grace of God to mankind. It brings us a daily reminder of God's care to a dying world. Once again, I extend my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you for being a part of this incredible journey. Together, let us strive to make Winning Every Day an even greater force for positive change in the world by sharing the love with friends and loved ones. Thank you, and may the Lord's blessings be with you all.
Have you ever faced a challenge so big that it felt impossible to overcome? Maybe it was a health crisis, a financial struggle, or a situation that seemed completely out of your control. In moments like these, it's easy to feel powerless. But Jesus tells us that even faith as small as a mustard seed can move mountains. In today's devotional, we'll explore what it truly means to have faith that moves mountains. We'll hear an incredible real-life story of God's provision, dive into Scripture, and reflect on how we can trust God more boldly in our own lives. So, take a deep breath, open your heart, and let's step into a faith that believes in the impossible. The topic is faith that moves mountains, and our Bible text is from Matthew 17, verse 20.
Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you.
In the early 1950s, a missionary named Helen Rosevere left England to serve in what is now the Democratic Republic of Congo. She faced intense challenges, disease, war, and even imprisonment. But through it all, her faith remained unshaken. One of the most remarkable moments of her journey was when she and her team needed an incubator to keep a premature baby alive. They had none, and the nearest hospital was miles away. So they did the only thing they could: pray. A little girl in the orphanage simply asked God for a miracle. She prayed, "Lord, please send us a hot water bottle today, because tomorrow will be too late. And while you're at it, could you send a doll for the baby's sister so she won't feel lonely?" Now, imagine praying like that. Do you ever hesitate to ask God for big things because they seem impossible? I want you to know that our God works in impossibilities. With Him, nothing is impossible. Something amazing that left people wondering happened. That same afternoon that the little girl prayed, a package arrived from a church in England. Inside, a brand new hot water bottle, exactly what was needed. And at the bottom of the box, a doll. That package had been shipped 5 months earlier. But God had already arranged the answer before the prayer was even spoken. That's the kind of faith Jesus talks about in Matthew 17, verse 20, when He says, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. nothing will be impossible for you. Let me ask you, today, what mountain are you facing? Maybe your mountain is a health crisis. Maybe it's financial struggles, career setback, failed business, a broken relationship, or an overwhelming sense of doubt. Jesus didn't say we need enormous faith. He said we need faith as small as a mustard seed. Why? Because the power isn't in the size of our faith, it's in the God we believe in. When we see our God bigger than our problems, miracles begin to happen. Think about it. Have you ever felt like your prayers were too small or too big for God? What would happen if you prayed boldly, truly believing that God could move the mountain in front of you? The book of Luke 1 verse 37 says, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." When we put our trust in God with expectations, God will always come through for us. In Mark 11 verse 23, Jesus reinforces this. "Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Go, throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt in their heart but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them." We live in a spiritually dynamic world, that most things are controlled spiritually. Your faith is a spiritual force that exert power that influence what happens around you. Your faith can do the impossible for you. The Bible, in the book of Matthew 9 verse 29 says, "Be it unto you according to your faith, not according to your desire, but according to your faith." Faith isn't passive, it's active. It requires us to step forward, even when we can't see the whole path. Take the step of faith today. In 1 Samuel 17 verses 45 to 47, faith is what made David run toward Goliath with just a sling and stones. It's the same faith that led Peter to step out of the boat and walk on water in Matthew 14 verse 29. And it's what allows you and me to trust that God is working, even when we can't see it yet. I want you to take a moment to reflect on these things. What is that area in your life where you need to exercise faith today? What's the prayer you've been holding back because it feels too big or too small? God is not limited by your circumstances. He is only limited by your willingness to trust Him. As you go today, remember that faith isn't about having all the answers. It's about trusting the one who does. Your mountain may seem immovable, but Jesus says otherwise. He's already making a way for you where there seems to be no way. That afternoon, when the little girl prayed, God delivered a package that has been shipped 5 months earlier in answer to the prayer. It's not a coincidence that the package appeared on time and that it contains exactly what was asked for. I pray for you. The same God that answered the prayer will do abundantly and exceedingly in your life today, more than you can ask or imagine. Like Helen Rosevere and the little girl, why not take the step of faith today? Take that step. Pray that bold prayer. Trust God to do what only He can do in your life. And watch as the mountains before you move. Go with confidence, go with faith, knowing that God is already ahead of you. Have a blessed and faith-filled day. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with hearts full of gratitude. Thank you for reminding us that even faith as small as a mustard seed can move mountains. Lord, we surrender every challenge, every fear, and every burden to you, knowing that you are more than able to do the impossible in our lives. Today, we ask for breakthrough. Open doors where there seem to be none, and fill our hearts with unwavering trust in you. Protect us and keep us safe from harm. Surround us with your favor and bless the work of our hands. May we walk in confidence, knowing that you are leading the way. Thank you for your love, power, and for your endless faithfulness. Today, we declare victory, peace, and divine breakthrough in every area of our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from the book of Numbers chapter 21 and chapter 22. And for the evening, Mark chapter 7 verse 14 to 37. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
feeling like she'd be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us. Mm.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234. Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.